Okay. Today is Daf Chav Beis. We're on the top of Chav Beis at the Mishnah. Chav Beis at the Mishnah. Here we go. Av ubno shiro et hachodesh. If a father and a son see the kiddush hachodesh together, right, sitting outside, right, and they see the kiddush of new moon together, yelchu. Let them go together to Yerushalayim to give testimony. Lo shem it's darfin zem zem. Not that we're going to allow a father and a son to be edim together. That's for sure not. We're not going to allow that. Ella shimi pasal echad mehem. One of them is no good. Yitzarev hasheni im acher. Me and my father are watching, and someone down the block is also watching with his third cousin, whatever. So the four of us are going to go. So I can combine with some of the other guy, and my father maybe with the other guy. So it's kedai for both of us to go. One of us is no good, at least the other one can survive. But you don't have to be staring at it together. You can be in the same block, it's okay, right?
But so, wouldn't the two of them themselves be postulators?
Who? Yes, exactly what he's saying. Go anywhere with your father. Maybe you'll find someone else. Maybe there's something wrong with you. Maybe there'll be something wrong with your father. But the other.
That doesn't mean. They're postulators.
The postulators because they're relatives. Right. No. So Rashi says, it doesn't mean that the apostle ate it. That's for sure. Why am I going? Why am I bothering to go? Because one of us might be able to give testimony with someone else. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Amar, no. Avu b'no, a father, a son, b'chol akrovim, all relatives, k'sherin le'ed zechodesh. That's in the chodesh. It's not like money or someone's going to get misa. A different thing. They can go. Relatives could be edim. I'm on the Mishnah, chof beidim and aleph. Relatives can be Aiden. What about the fact that relatives can't be Aiden? So the Gemara is going to ask that question in a few minutes. Next, Amar of Yossi. Rav Yossi says like this. Maisa, there's a story. Betuvia Harofe, Tuvia the doctor. Shara et HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim. He saw the new moon in Yerushalayim. Who? Uvno, him, his son. The Avdo, Mishochrar. And his freed slave. Right? The Kiblu Hakonim Oso Viespino, and the Kahanim, I'm not sure who this is. It's like a pre testimony conference before they went into the Sanhedrin, to the Bezdin, they would meet the Kahanim. So the Kahanim told them, I just want you to know, you, your son, is okay. Upaslu as Avdo. But they passed the Evid. He's an Evid. Evid can't be an aid. It's like a woman. A woman can't be an aid. Not even for this.
But he's Meshukar already.
What?
He's Meshukar.
I understand. Ukishabo Lafane Lafne Bezdin, and when they came in front of Bezdin, what they don't know what to do over there, just the opposites. Kiblu Osovias Avdo, they took him and the Eved, Upaslu as Beno, they didn't take the son. Why not? Because he's a relative.
Right.
Right? Very good. What?
Then I wrote him, it was not wrote then, it would automatically pass.
Okay, very good. Amar of Levi, Amar of Levi, Rav Levi says, my time at Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon allow relatives? Why does he allow relatives? What? Where did that come from? Right? Dichsev, because it says, V'yomer shalom Moshe havel Aaron, be'eretz Mitzrayim, lemor. Right? Hachodesh hazel lochem, Hachodesh hazel lochem. Who's Hashem talking to? He's talking to Moshe and Aaron. Hachodesh, like you, Eidos zu, tehei kisher b'chem. Having two brothers, it's okay. Right? Two brothers, okay. For Rabbanon said, that's not what it means. It means, Eidos zu tehei mesura lochem. It means that just like Moshe and Aaron were the greatest Talmidei Chacham of the generation, that's what it means. It means you should go to the Sanhedrin and have bed day on him, do it. It doesn't mean it's them. Right? So it's a funny gesture on Reb Shimon's part. Based on that, he allows relatives. Okay. Next.
He allowed relatives.
The Gemara is going to say in a minute that we pass him like that. And the Gemara is going to say, how can we pass him like that? First of all, there's a machlokes. Second of all, in Yerushalayim there's a story with Tuvia, and they didn't hold like that. What? Yes, it was.
No, it was
Yosef. Maisa b'Tuvia harofe shiraz ha'chodesh b'Yerushalayim.
Rabbi Yossi,
there's a story once happened.
Oh, so he wasn't witness to it.
Right. I heard once a story in Yerushalayim it took place. So.
Oh, the
year was Yerushalayim. Hey, what? This guy was in Yerushalayim. Amar of Yossi, Maisha Betuvia Harofe. Right, there was a story with Tuvia Rofe. So Amar of Chanan bar Rava, Hilchas a Kerb Shimon. We paskin like Kerb Shimon. We paskin like Kerb Shimon? Amalei Rav Huna le Rav Chanan bar Rava. 1 second. Rav Yossi said one thing. Umaisa, well, Rav Yossi and the Maisa is the same thing. Rav Yossi Umaisa. Rav Yossi has a story about what they actually did. Ata Marta Hilchas a Kerb Shimon? You tell me we hold like Kerb Shimon? They didn't allow the father and son together. You tell me we hold like that? So Amalo. 1 second, but I have a problem now. Why? For Zimna and Sagir Amarta Kameh to Rav. Many times I said over in front of Rav, Hilchas Akrib Shimon, that the halacha is like of Shimon, V'lo Amali V'lo Midi. And he didn't say a word to me, Rav. So he didn't say anything to me. So Amale, he says back to him, well, Hechi Tanis, how did you learn it? How did you learn it? So Amale, Ipcha. I said the opposite names. In other words, I said, look at Rashi, Ipcha, Tanina, Reb Yossi Omer Avu Vuna V'chol HaKovim K'sherim, right? Reb Yossi held that relative as a mutter, Omer Reb Shimon, Maishim B'tuvya. And Reb Shimon said, there was a story once, it's not true, and I said I passed him like Reb Shimon, and Rav didn't say no. Of course Rav didn't say no, because we don't like Reb Shimon, right? Of course, right? Amal HaKi, Mishim HaKi, that's why he didn't say anything to you, right? Anyway, Amale, right? So Rashi, the last Rashi is before the Mishnah says the Ifchas the Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi. He switched the names of Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi. Lo Amalecha Midi Kiyar Dalacha Kiyar Yossi behind Reb Shimon. In other words, he switched the names. So when he told Rav, who do we pass like? We pass like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was the one who said we don't allow Krovim, right? So that, of course, he didn't argue with that. You had it backwards. The bottom line is, we don't hold like that. We hold that when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, relatives are also a problem. Now the Gemara says something fascinating. Amar Tavi Brei Demar Tavi Amar Mar Okva Amar Shmuel Hilchus HaKerub Shimon Ripaskin like Reb Shimon. Right? Look at you see there's a little base there, Hilchus HaKerub Shimon. What does it say? Ain Hilchus HaKerub Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Right? So what's the bottom line? What the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say.
Either way, we paskin like Reb Shimon.
Either, right?
Which year is Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon.
Right. Okay. Now, next Gemara. This Mishnah comes up like 4 times in Shas. Eluhain HaPsulin. These are the people that are possible to give edus besides anybody that violates in any isser dar. It's a machlokas. Some say, I think it's a machlokas of Bai and Rava. Some say any isser. Any, you're a shatnez, you can't be an aid. Others say, no. Not a shatnez, we're a shatnez, you can be an aid. Any isser you did that has to do with honesty. You stole money, you lied, all these types of things. A guy has a tie, but we're a shatnez, I necessarily would pass on him. But these are the ones that passel. These are all these we're going to learn now. All derabanan, and they still passel you because they're about money. What are they? Elohein apsulim. So hamasachik bekuvia. So it's some kind of gambling, whether you gamble with cards or chips. It's what? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. What kind of gambler it is? But we're not going to get into that. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Is it a professional gambler who doesn't contribute to society? Or some guy who, because it's going to be gneva gzela derabanan. Anyone sits down to a card game, everybody knows they might win, they might lose. Derabanan, that's considered asmachta, where nobody really wants to lose. Nobody goes, I'm going to lose tonight $1,000. Nobody does that. Yeah. So since nobody really wants to lose, you're not really giving away the money. Believe shalim. So it's considered like a gzela derabanan. That's one thing. Next, umalve beribis. If you charge interest, so why is that derabanan? Why is charging interest the derabanan? Unclear. Rashi says, lav gazlin de araisahu lemifsalei. It's not the araisa. Charging interest is not the araisa. Why not? Rashi, not the araisa, because mishum al tashas eid chamas that they'll pass you to be an aid. Daha minafsha yoevle, because he gave it on his own free will. In other words, I'll pay the interest, I have no problem. I really need a loan, I'll pay interest. Since the borrower says he'll pay interest, It's not a deraisa to charge interest. That's what Rashi just said. What Rashi just said. Since it's not a deraisa, since I'm agreeing, it's not for you. On a loan, interest.
That's a deraisa.
What?
It is a deraisa.
But since the borrower agreed to pay it, it becomes a derabana. So Rashi says. I don't know what else.
Just because the second party allows something, you can change halacha.
Right. So the Torah, when the Torah asserted interest, it was only when the guy didn't want agree to it. But if the guy agreed to it, so the rabbanon not asserted it. Is that even true?
He agreed to it.
Is that even true, Hilchos Ribbis?
We don't pass it out.
Yeah.
Right.
He agreed to it because obviously he was.
No. So the guy. So he can say, listen, it's part of business. You have to pay interest. I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that.
But he would rather not.
It's not usury. It's not an exorbitant amount. But all amounts of interest. That's what it means to have a business. You pay interest. So if the guy says that, it's only derabana. Is that even true? So Rashi says. Next, Mafricha Yonim is either the same thing as Zaki Kovya, some kind of games, or it's like racing, or so it's racing of races. Well, nobody goes to the racetrack to think to lose. Nobody does that.
You're going to see the horses.
What?
You're going to see the horses.
Yeah, we're going to see the horses. We're going to see the birds. Or others say they would have some kind of way of stealing people's birds.
I'm stealing from your domain. Going up the ceiling.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent. They would somehow have to send the birds to like neighbors. They would send birds to neighbors to lure other birds away. Why isn't that the Raisa? So again, you have to figure out exactly why it's not a deraisa.
You're not making friends with society, that's why.
What?
Because you're not making friends.
Right. Next, Tzorchei Shviyas, selling Shemitah. That's why it's not deraisa. So Rashi says, the reason why it's not deraisa is because... he doesn't say why. Tosfos says, the reason why it's because we're talking about Shviyas is the Zman Hazeh, which is on the Rabbana. In a Hanami would be deraisa. Okay, next, Vavadim. Or enslaved. Also can't be. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kol edus. She'ein ha'isha k'sherila. Any edus that a woman cannot testify about. Ein hein. If ab hein. Ein on k'sherila. Though they also can't testify. Right? Meaning. What can a woman testify about? Only really one thing. She can testify that someone's husband died. Right? So a woman shouldn't be in aguna. We allow a woman to testify to that. So if we allow a woman, some gambler also can testify to that. All those types. We let a woman do that. Why do we let a woman do that? It's the cooler. We don't want these women to be stuck, right? She happened to have been at the battlefield that she knows that what's-his-name died. So then we'll... Thank you. We'll allow that. Ha isha k'sherila. But if a woman... says anymore, if a woman can testify, afhen k'sherila, then also they can. So anything a woman can testify about... So can all these people in this Mishnah, right? All these low class people. Amar Ravashi, Zot Samaris. That's why we said Gazlan did Divrehem. Someone who's a Gazlan on a Durabonon level. K'sherin le'edus isha. He could testify such a Gazlan to let a woman get remarried. Right? We don't want to have a woman stuck. She can't get married. We don't want to have it to the husband. This guy says, you know, listen, I was with him and he died. And I go through all the details. He's a gambler. All right, he's a gambler. Okay, I never saw this before. Do we ever see such a thing? A Mishnah without any Gemara? Once before? Interesting. Shkol doesn't count.
Well, you do. Once you have two or three Mishnahs together sometimes.
Right. Right. But when they printed the Shas, they broke it up like that on Steve. The reason why they broke it up was for that reason.
Right.
They broke up Mishnahs to make it easier for you. So here, it's a funny thing, because there's another Mishnah on this page. Okay, next. Misha Ra'as HaChodesh. Somebody sees the Chodesh. Veni Yachol HaHalich. He can't go for whatever reason. He's not feeling well. So Molichin also, they carry him, Al HaChamar, on a donkey. I believe it's a Shabbos. Right? I think it's a Shabbos. Right? What? It's on Shabbos, right? Okay. Yeah. Aval Chamor. Afilu Mita. Even a bed. The Im Tzod Olahem. And if you're worried about people are going to, attack you on the way. You're worried about that, they're traveling. Lochin beer the maklos, you can take along with you sticks, right, guns. Vim hoi tederech v'choka, and if it's a very long journey, lochin behem mezonos, you can even take food. Sha'al mahalech laila v'yom mechalin es ha-shabbos. Because for this, for a day and a night, we can be mechal Shabbos. Why are we allowed to be mechal Shabbos? We'll see in a second.
Because the person, the Eid, coming to say Eid, I can understand he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But the people that are carrying him?
Right. So the truth is, we're going to get to that on Amud Beis, and we'll get to that on Amud Beis. Mechal es ha-shabbos, v'yotz in le'eretz ha-chodesh, and they can go give testimony. Shenemar, e'la mo'adei ha-shem ha-shatikru sam mo'adam. Has to be at that time. So if you need to, it's Docha Shabbos. Okay? Nothing to say about that. Docha Shabbos. Hajin Allah, Abra Rosh Hashanim, Hajin Allah, Abra Rosh Hashanim, Hajin Allah, Abra Rosh Hashanim.
Also, where are they coming from? Where are they coming from?
They're coming from wherever they saw it.
No, they see in Yerushalayim proper.
Good.
Fine?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't have to be from somewhere else.
It also implies it's a trip.
If it's a trip. So maybe in Yerushalayim it was cloudy. And Tel Aviv, it wasn't cloudy. So it's only an hour drive, right, by car. But by in those days, it could take a few hours. Take a half a day.
Right, but back then, I see the moon in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
There's no clue what the weather's like in Shawai. Why would he assume he's the only one who's seeing the moon?
It's a good question. So the truth is, the Gemara's going to talk about that issue. And we want
people...
They encourage them to go.
Then how long will come?
Ain't a chanami. Ain't a chanami. We're going to have it in a minute.
How many pairs that were stuffed in that wood?
We're going to have it today and tomorrow. And by the way, you know, according to the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam, it's the fourth mitzvah. It's the fourth mitzvah in the Torah. The first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. What? First mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as a klal. So, it's some special thing.
Right, I realize that. But how do you tell them that it's Shabbos? You have to now desecrate Shabbos to come. Why are you assuming that no one else saw that? I mean, who's there's not the Mechal Shabbos?
Like, I hear.
Nobody would ever show up.
I'm gonna go to Mechal Shabbos because maybe I'm the only one in the world who saw the movie.
There's nobody else.
In the Rehov Yafo.
So you're gonna
go figure the other way around.
Menachem, I think each town appoint several people
to go. It could have been they did that, but it had to be done in Yerushalayim.
Yossi, it reminds me of the opinion that nobody else is gonna go. You can't everybody to go, don't worry about it. Yeah, but here you mean Mechal Shabbos.
As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis that even either today or tomorrow, even after there would be Mechal Shechodesh, they would still question the Edom. They already got good Edom. They would still bring in every other Edom and ask them questions. Just they should feel good. They didn't come for nothing. You hear this? Just they should feel good. They didn't
Somebody
come for nothing.
Somebody didn't travel 4 days.
For nothing. So they would make them come in and ask some questions. Make them feel good.
I didn't see a certain mountain, a certain spot. I didn't really go anywhere you want.
Yeah, but you use reality. Huh? If you're a 3-day journey away, you're not going to Shalai so
far. I'll tell you the truth. After Sunday's daf, by Sunday's daf, I don't think you have this question. Okay, next. In Einar Makirin Oso, not only that, if you don't know who the eight is, you know Bezin doesn't know who you are. Okay? Bez doesn't know who you are. You've never been there before.
What do I need?
I'm going to walk in here. I want to give testimony. Who are you? Now, we don't say this by any other Eidus. You need verification. We don't say it by any other Eidus. But by Kiddush HaKadosh, we say it. Why? You'll see now. In Eidam HaKirin, if they don't know who you are, then Meshalchin Imo Acher Le'ido. You have to bring people with you that can testify on your behalf that you're a good guy. Why? Because Birishona Hayim Makabin Eidus HaKadosh Mikol Adam. We used to take Eidus from anybody. Anybody's Kashal Eidus. Everybody's born with a Cheskas Kashas. Now you can lose it by your behavior, but you have a Cheskas Kashas. So when you walk into Bezin, I want to give Eidus. I saw a Ruvain Lenshim at $100. Right? They don't have, well, who are you? They don't do that. You have a Cheskas Kashas. How come over here you have to have someone? Oh, by the way, he's an honest guy. You know, he keeps the mitzvot. How come? Because originally they would take Eidus from anybody. When the Baitusim pulled the fast one and they had a kilkel, what kilkel did they make? We'll see on Amud Beis. Hiskinu shlo yehi makablan elam and amakirin. So it's a new rule. If you're Kiddush HaKadosh, we have to know who you are. Pedigree. We have to know who you are. If we don't know who you are, then bring along. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. Bring along eight. It's going to end up being two. Bring along two Eidim. to verify that you're not a tzeduki, basically. That you're not a tzeduki. What? That you're not mechal Shabbos. You're not a tzeduki, and they can even be mechal Shabbos. All four of them can be mechal Shabbos. You hear this? My acher, chad. What does acher mean? Bring someone else. One guy. So one second. The chad ni mehem. Then one guy's belief. Vatanya, my tishabahu ve'edav imo lehed alav. The tishabahu ve'edav imo lehed alav. Two edim came along. Amar Papa, my acher. What does it mean, acher? Zug acher. Doesn't mean one other guy. It means another pair. V'hachin ayim estar, but that actually makes sense. Di lo te v'hachin, if you don't say that, im einar makirin oso. If they don't recognize him, my oso. What does it mean, the edim don't know who you are? Ilema oso chad. It means one. What, v'chad mi mehemim? One edim can give testimony in Kiddush HaChodesh. Mishpat k'sivbe, it's called a mishpat. You need two edim. Ela my oso. Oso azug. What does it mean they don't know, Bezer doesn't know who you are? You means the two of you. The two Adim, right? Hachanavi, my acher. What does it mean you're going to bring another one with you? Does it mean one person? No. Zug acher, another pair. One second. And one's not believed? It's not true. Maisa Vatanya, Maisa Berebi Naharoi. There was a story once within the Haroi. Shahalach Eitel Ha'ed, Lehaid Allah B'Shabbos, Ba'usha, that he went with one aid. So you see that one's okay. What's going on here? No. Amri, Rav Naharai, Tahada Achmina Havi Badei. No, there was another guy there. But, Hadol Chashiv Lei, why isn't he mentioned? Mishum Kvodosh Rav Naharai. Because he's the coveter of the Rav Naharai. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Right? What does that mean? Because of the coveter of Naharai. So Rashi says, Sharei Lohu, it's Rav Naharai. The only reason he's even mentioned Rav Naharai, such a chash of a man would go be Michal Shabbos just to give Eidos that these people are not Tzedukim. So we should mention the other guy. I don't understand, what does it mean? Right? So the ain't kvodo shenavi et ra'yoso af michaver of akot mimenu. It's beneath Rav Naharai's dignity to mention there was another guy less than him there.
I don't know what does that mean exactly.
You have the two Adim, what does that mean? So one of them happens to be Rav Naharai, so therefore what? Not sure what that means. But don't think for a minute there's only one Aid. Rav Ashi Omar, different shot. Rav Naharai sahada achwina havi ba'usha. Ba'az Rav Naharai lats trufi ba'hadei. No, Rav Naharai himself was going to be the Aid. He's not the verification Aid. He's the real Aid. I saw the new moon, let me go. I'll bump it to someone else over there. That's what he meant, that's what happened. That's when he went alone. I'll bump it to someone else, and I'll give testimony about the new moon.
How do we know we
all
accept
the aid? So it's like an ihachi, then what's the finish in that? What are you telling me? That he wants to go give an aid? Yeah. Ma'adatim, I would have thought, misveiko lo machal yidon shabsa, on a suffix, when I'm machal Shabbos. Oh, but I'll go, maybe I'll bump it to someone else. I give me two, right? I saw the moon by myself on you know, Shabbos. So I'm going to go by myself. Maybe I won't pass it. I'm going to machal Shabbos on a suffix. Come on, Sean, yes? You mean Michal Shabbos on a suffix? Yeah, what?
Why can't we accept the Aesim as Tzedukim?
Why can't we? We're going to see it right now, why? We'll see in a minute, why?
But if we know already that Father and Son are going to get our Shabbos and they can't decide together, why is it good?
It's a good question. It's a good question. That's a very good question. I don't know. I think. No. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Good. Excellent.
When they announce the moment, if that's the moment,
that's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
That's a different thing. That's hours before. But at the moment, you can't see the new moon. I think we said it's 6 hours. Kiyasa Ula, Amar, he said, when Ula came, he said, Kitshuha liyarcha v'ma'arva. They already made the new moon in Eretz Yisrael. Came to Bavel. So by the way, I just came from Eretz Yisrael. I just took a Concord. I got it very fast. And I want you to know, yesterday, whatever, they were Mekadosh Techodosh. So is he believed? One person. Is he believed? Amar of Kahana, Lomi Boya Ula, the Garva Rabahu de Behemim. Not just Ula, who's believed. El Afilu Inish de Alma, Nami Behemim. Anybody would believe to say that. My time of why is that? Call Milsa da Avida la Agluye, Loma Shakribe, Inchi. Right? Anything that's going to be revealed, people lie about. So two things. First of all, that's a klal. right? That anything's going to be, not going to lie, but it's going to be revealed, right? So one second. So first of all, what was I going to say about this? So first of all, why do we need this din? What about Eirach and Nemen Bisurus? In other words, what?
It's not
a service. Sure it is. It's about...
It could lead to, but that's how it is.
It is, because it depends when Yom Kippur is. So,
like I said, it can lead to, but it's not itself.
But listen to this. If two Edom say, that meat is treif.
Right.
Is your wife, who's a woman, believed to say that meat is treif? Of course. Right? Don't eat that, it's treif. Well, you're only one woman, you're not two Edom. No. It's Isur, it's Eirach and Nemen.
How about this?
The Rishonim ask that it's a, it really is an Isur. Deep down, it's an Isur.
What's
the Isur? The Isur is that it leads to Isurim, about Chomet, it leads to Isurim, about Yom Kippur, it leads to Isurim.
It's
one step removed. So they ask the following question. What's wrong with the answer of Eirach and Nemen Bisurin? The answer, since we have this Beitusim problem, not enough of an answer.
Why?
That's what they answer. Since we have a problem by Tusim, so they'll lie. They don't care about Eirach. What do they care about Eirach and Nemen Bisurin? But nobody's gonna lie if you're gonna be caught in your lie, right?
Two by Tusim can lie too, you know.
I know the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says that we're not choshesh. Exactly. They're gonna lie about that. The only choshesh they're gonna lie about the etzem false edom. But not they're gonna lie about verification or anything else.
That's a very hard.
And by the way, Rusalvichik said that he doesn't know if this principle applies anymore, because during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Khrushchev got up in front of the whole world and said, "There are no missiles in Cuba. There are no missiles along the way." He got up in front of the whole world and lied. And he was caught in the lie because he had pictures. So it was like, what does it mean? But the Gemara says, call Milson, that means like, really love a shock range. If it's going to be exposed, no one's going to do that. He did it. Right? He did it. He took off his shoe. He banged his shoe at the UN in front of the entire world and lied. So if somebody just said, is this principle still true?
No.
How can a guy do that? What?
Politicians don't count. And Nasser told Hussein in 67.
Yeah. We're on our way to Tel Aviv. We're on our way. We're going to mamish. Come join the party.
Thank God. We got your slime.
And they did.
Tanya Nami Hachi, but Echad Besofa Olo. That comes from who knows where. Comes from the end of the world. But Omar, Kidju Bezan Tachodesh. I saw I was there. Namori's belief. Belief? Okay. We used to take any aids from anybody. Tanar Abanan. Ma kilkul. Kilkulu ha baitusim. So what do baitusim do, Taka? What do they do so they're bad? So pam achas. Bitchu baitusim. Lahatos es chachamim. They wanted to trick the chachamim. They wanted to make them. Why? So look at Rashi. Lahatos es chachamim. It's a long Rashi, but it explains very what they were doing here. She'ira yom lamed shel ador b'shavis. They wanted the 30th day of Adar. The 30th day of Adar was a Shabbos. The lo nireh chodesh bizmano. It wasn't going to be Rosh Chodesh yet because there was no moon. Va'baitusim mitzavin shiye yom rishon shel Pesach b'Shabbos. The baitusim want very badly that the first day of Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. Why? Kedeshet tehei hanafas ha'omer be'echad b'Shabbos. So that the Omer is on a Sunday. Right? Like they hold. Right? Because it says b'machras ha'Shabbos. They hold it's a Sunday. Va'atzeres be'echad b'Shabbos. And Shavuos will fall out on a Sunday. L'fi shehein darshi machros haShabbos yinifenu machros haShabbos bereishis. When it says machros haShabbos, it doesn't mean the day after Yom Tov like we hold. It means the day after Shabbos. So therefore, what they do, they hire two Edom to lie. So they were going to have it be on a Sunday regardless. But it would be so much better for them if everybody held it on a Sunday. It's so much better for Klal Yisrael. Why should fight have two Yom Tovs? The same one, and we're right. So what they do? So, Panachas, Bitshu Baitusim, yeah, Shichru Shnei Bnei Adam, they hired two people, Bedala Meozuz, for $400, Echad Mishalanu, Echad Mishalahem. One of the guys they hired was Takanada Baitusim. He was a regular Jew. So he went along with the rod, right? Shalahem, Heyed Eduso, the Yatza, their guy gave testimony and he left. In other words, they did it separately. The Shalanu, our guy, Amrulo, Emarnu, Kate said to me to Salavana, so what did Levana look like? Amalahem, Ola ha'yitzi b'maladumim. It rose, that was in maladumim. For isif shu rovets bein beis slayim. It was crouching between two rocks. Roshi domo le'egel. The head looked like an eagle. Ozna of the ears, domo le'gedi. The ears of the moon look like a gedi. The whole thing is silly. He's saying it to show that the whole thing is a joke.
Right.
Karna of domo tzvi. The horn, the moon doesn't have horns. Doesn't have ears either. The horns look like a deer. Navo munachas lo ben yarkosav. The tail was in between its legs. Right? Yeah. Vitatzti, I looked at it, Bo. Vinisrati, what does Vinisrati mean?
Startled.
I was startled. But if I fell backwards. Vimena temamil, you don't believe me. Harim Asayim Zuz, Thurinli, Bitsadini. I have the $400 in my bag. I have 200 in my bag. Amrlo, me is Gakikachloch. What made you do this? Amrlohem, because Shamadi, Shabikshu by Tutsim Hazaz Chachanim. They put a sign up in Shul. They're looking for people to go lie in Bezdin. So I didn't want that the Bezdin should be a kilkel. So I came. Amarti, Elecha, Ani, Vodia, Lahem, Shem Yivo, Bani Adam, Shein, and Mehugan, and Vitu, Eschachanim. Maybe they're going to get some low life, and they're actually going to succeed. So I had to come. Amrulo, so they told him, Masayim Zuz, Nesun, Lecha, Bematana. The 200 Zuz I give you as a present. And the guy who hired you, we're gonna get him good. We're gonna give him Malchus. Both the Shoah Skinu, Shimoye Kablan Element Amakirin. They made in the rule, you can't take anybody from except unless you know who they are. Okay? Tosfos asks such an unbelievable kasha. He asks the following kasha. Lahatos es chachamim. So first he quotes Rashi, Sheira Yom Lamed, Shal Adar, Bishabit, Lonir, Vilchodesh, Bismano, by Tusim, Matsyab, right? Fine, keep on going. Vim Tomar, right in the bottom, Vim Tomar. Mamar Vichim, how could the Baitusim do this? Vaha Miskalkalim with Indian Pesach. But they hold from Pesach also the Baitusim. And they hold in Al-Ali Chametz. So they're having Pesach, it's a day off. How could they do this? You have to answer the question? How could they do this? They're having Pesach on the wrong day. They're not allowed to do that. Even they hold in Al-Ali to do that. What are they doing? They're going to have lies to make Pesach a day earlier. Rosh Chodesh will be a day earlier, right? It wasn't going to be Sunday, it was going to be Monday. Because there were no Eidim. It's going to be Shabbos instead of Sunday. Right? They don't have enough Eidim. So what are they doing? They're being Mechal Pesach. Right? It's an unbelievable question. That Tosfos, how could they do such a thing? So V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, Lo Chashiv Le Kilkel. The Baitusim held, it's not a problem. Why? Mishum Didarshi Atem Afilu Meizidim. We have a rule that if Bezdin makes a mistake, even Meizidim, the mistake is okay. The mistake stands.
They declared that was today, so it's not a problem.
They declared it doesn't matter, even if it's me. So they darshan that drasha, there's a bunch of labdanim over here. They darshan that drasha, that gives them a heter to lie. You hear that?
Right. Once they declare that's Rosh Chodesh,
and Torah says I'm allowed to lie, right?
But once they declare that's Rosh Chodesh, and they declare it's Pesach. What's
right.
The
right.
The furthest was on Rosh Chodesh.
Why not? They
didn't
clear what it was.
But they didn't.
They
didn't
light
about the moon.
It wasn't like they...
Okay. Now we'll do the Mishnah.
We'll do the Mishnah
and then we'll stop. It used to be that they would light torches. We should kill Kol HaKusim. That's a different thing. That's Kusim. Who are the Kusim? Different group. Hiskinu Sheshluchim Yotzim. Then they would send people out. Ketzer HaMatziyim Asos. How would they light torches? Mevi and Kluntos. They bring some sticks, chaleres of eres, aruchin, long, vikarnim and reeds, vatsay shemen, and wood of olive wood, na'oros, solpishton, and flax, vikarach from mashicha, they would make a whole bundle out of it, vol erosh shahar, they went to the mountain, umatzit panas, lit the fire, molech umevi, ma'ala uborin. They would wave the fire in four directions. Tosa says he shouldn't think it's a star, because stars don't move in four directions. Achehu roe es achavero, shu osakein v'rosh harashini. They do that in the second mountain. V'chein b'harosh ashlishi, in the third mountain. U'me'ein ha'yam ha'siyam ha'tzos. Where were these mountains? Start up in Har Mishcha. Har Mishcha is how it's Atham. U'l'sabatya. Sabatya l'gerufina. Rufina l'churin. L'chavron. Chavron l'beiz baltin. Beiz baltin. L'zazim misham el'molochem el'mal morid. Ad she'iro kol agola. L'fanav k'maduras esh. Until everyone saw, it was a maduras esh. Okay? Let's just do one line of Gemara. My mashma the masiyan lishna the yikadhu. How do you know the word masiyan is a word of fire? It says the mishnah says brushono hay masiyan masos. How do you know that has anything to do with the word fire? So the chesiv it says what does it say? It says vayisoim David va'anashav, and David and his men something vayisoy. What does that mean? V'targamin on v'okidin on David. And the targum says he lit a fire. Right? He lit a fire. So that's how you know. We'll stop here. The reason we're stopping here is because now the Gemara is going to talk about what night would they light the fire. So the Gemara is going to say only on night 30. In other words, not on night 31. So that's the beginning of the Gemara tomorrow. It's quite difficult going back and forth, but it's only on night 30, not on night 31. Why is that? Why should that be? What's going on with all that? That's tomorrow's daf. So we'll stop here. Everybody have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.